welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. It is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So I just want to take a minute to thank you guys for helping me take this podcast and fly through the ranks. And I'm so grateful because without you, this would not have happened. So that's you guys rating, reviewing, and sharing. So I hope to bring you as much love and good things as you have brought me. So I just want to express my deepest gratitude to all of you for that. So today I want to chat with you about people's stories, maybe a misery addiction that we have, right? Maybe it's a story that we're telling so often that we're not even conscious that we're telling it. And what do I mean by that? I mean, maybe when someone asks us how we are, maybe we say, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so overwhelmed. Or, oh, let me tell you about what my sister just did. Or, oh my God, my mom or my mother-in-law or whatever that is. Or my husband or my wife or my kids, whatnot. The story or my job, right? My job. Enough said for many people. So what is that story that you keep saying over and over that you are not even consciously aware of? And I think for a lot of people, it's I'm so busy or I'm so tired. So of course, if this story becomes like a mantra, right? Someone asks you how you are. I'm fine. So tired. Just so tired. Well, you say those words and you're feeling it, right? You're feeling it, you're hearing it, you're saying it, you're addicted to it. This is your story, you're sticking to it, right? We can make a country song about it. So what would happen if we started changing that answer? Because we know that a lot of times we have to change the way that we are thinking and we have to force ourselves into saying something before we can necessarily feel it. And it's funny, I was talking to somebody on a prior podcast. I was actually talking to Natalie Jill, and she was saying how you have to understand what that would look like and what it would feel like and what the potential in your life could look like, right? To feel good or to have that life that you want. Because if you're not even allowing yourself to imagine it or to allow yourself to envision it and go there and feel those feelings when you visualize it and you play make-believe of what your new life would be, you're never going to get there. And it's not going to seem worth it. So what if we started catching ourselves? Not what if, let's start catching ourselves. So when someone asks you, how are you? What if you answered as if you were the person you already wanted to be? Now, this doesn't take anything away from you. It's not like you need to be tired or people want to hear that you're tired or they want to know how hard you're working or that you're working yourself to the bone. There is no gold medal in that. Okay, there is no gold medal in making yourself so exhausted and taking care of everything yourself, whether it be the house, your job, all, you know, your kids, whatever that is, and taking everything on. There is no gold medal in that. So it's about letting it go, seeing where you can maybe have somebody take part of the workload, start asking, and how about you start acting as if that person in that life that you want to be and start hearing yourself answer as if you're that person that you want to be. Now, is this going to solve everything? Not right away, but at least you can start seeing what that feels like. It makes you focus on maybe feeling more energetic or feeling good, or helps you focus on the other person instead of focusing on, I'm tired, I hate my job, my life sucks, whatever that answer is. So what if someone said, how are you? And you said, I'm awesome. How are you? And really truly meant it and started listening to them and started believing that you could create awesome in your life. Or what is that story that you keep on telling over and over that's holding you back? So for me, it was like, You know, I wanted to help people out. I wanted to be more than just somebody who helped people with a physical transformation. I wanted to be speaking. I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be sharing, but I had anxiety. So I would always tell people, you know, anxiety just holds me back. I have these big dreams. This is what I want to do, but I have terrible anxiety. So every time something would come up about what I wanted to do or what I envisioned for my life, it was, you know, I'd tell them my dream, but I have anxiety, so it probably won't happen. Well, I kept telling this story over and over and over and over and over and talking about how I was struggling with anxiety. So what do you think I believed? I believed I was stuck struggling with anxiety. So I decided to start answering and start telling the story in a different way. It was, here's what I'm going to do, here's what I'm going to overcome, and here's what I'm working through. So it was never, I have this and it's going to stop me. It started to become, here is what I'm working through, or this is what's happening now, but here is what I'm focusing on. Here's what I know will be true for me. Whether I did or not in that moment, I wanted to start speaking truth because my actions and my mindset and my feelings started following truths that I was speaking, started following suit of what I was speaking. So if there is something that you want in your life, start speaking it. Start speaking life into it. That is how all my ideas start, is to, maybe I don't feel them, maybe I don't believe I could do them, and subconsciously, maybe it's like, okay, can I really do this? I'm saying it, but I feel like I'm lying. I feel like a fraud. But you have to speak life into it. You have to say it over and over and say it in your head and envision it and feel it in order to start changing that story. So a lot of people who are really deep into the negative space will say, you know, oh, I can't do that. It's just not that easy. But that's where it starts. I'm going to be really real with you. If you don't ever start doing this, yeah, you're going to be stuck forever. So start speaking life into it. Start acting as if that person that you want to be. Start answering as if that person you want to be is already speaking that truth into your life. And I promise you, your brain is going to start hearing it over and over and over. And something magical is going to happen. One day you're going to notice a little shift. And that's when you look up and you say, thank you. And that's when the miracle occurs. So it happens slowly, but you will notice it. So you guys, where's that story that you can take notice of and just answer a little bit different today? Start feeling a little bit different. So you guys, I have a Bliss Habit course that I launched that is the early bird ends on Thursday and the entire thing closes on Sunday. If you guys want to really start taking this to a new level, if you really want to elevate where you're at, this is only open twice per year and it is something that I've poured my heart and soul into. It is a 12-week e-course and it is a lifetime membership. So you get this community for the rest of your life. So go check it out at thebblisshabit.com. If this is not for you, find something else that really helps you tap in every single day. But you guys, I think that you will love it. Go check it out there. It's one of my favorite things that we do all year long as far as programs go. So if you loved this podcast, please share it with your friends. It means so much to me. And I just want to thank you again for getting us to where we are. And until then, keep earning your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.